item number two, challenges of aging, and we have a presentation by John Lindsay, chair of Friendly to Seniors Group.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and counselors. A member of the media just asked me before the meeting began if I was going to come up here and talk about old folks. And there's nothing wrong with old folks, you know, when you consider the alternative. But old folks also have to consider another possibility, which is pretty inevitable, regardless of whether you're old or young, and that's the fact that none of us is going to get out of this alive. What seniors are mainly concerned with is what is their quality of life going to be before they eventually leave this mortal sphere. So we decided to ask them, and that was the basis of our Challenges of Aging survey and report. We did an Oracle telephone survey, a scientific survey, in cooperation with the Sudbury Social Planning Council. We interviewed a number of seniors in focus groups. We spoke to seniors themselves from the ages of 55 right through to 95. So this report, the Challenges of Aging report, which was commissioned by Services Canada through the New Horizons program, really, it's the voices of seniors themselves. It's not the voices of bureaucrats, it's not the voices of experts, it's not the voices of consultants that we brought from out of town or in town. It's seniors of Sudbury and area. And in Appendix C here, you'll find the results that we used in a PowerPoint presentation and also on the website, and we have a CD as well, too, that you can find the more detailed Oracle report that breaks down the survey that was done of seniors. And also in the report itself, we deal with the focus group comments from seniors. And they covered all socioeconomic ranges, from those people who were living virtually hand-to-mouth in accommodations that you and I wouldn't want to live in. These are the poor seniors, many of them female, who are certainly spending, in some cases, more than 50% of their income, sometimes it's up closer to 70% of their income on accommodation. We spoke to those seniors who have combined family income over $100,000 per year. So there's a wide range, and that's all covered in the report. But there is some commonalities, and some of these that we reported as recommendations. And really, a lot of the recommendations are not really expensive recommendations. They're not recommendations that would cost millions of dollars. Some are pretty common sense recommendations, and they're contained here in the report. I just want to go through a couple that are fairly interesting. And I should deal with bus service. And we found that seniors, now the survey may have been skewed a bit with respect to those we did through the telephone survey and the fact that these are largely people that we reached in their homes. Only 5% use public transportation. How could we increase the use of public transportation by seniors? Because they all admitted that while they drive now, they know there's going to come a time when they're not going to be able to drive. And they're going to have to make use of public transportation. So one of the recommendations was giving those 50 or 55 over free public transportation between the hours of, say, 10 and 3 or 9 and 4, whenever the buses aren't really full of people, to get them accustomed to taking public transportation because they don't do it now. The cost will be minimal. As a matter of fact, with provincial grants based on ridership, we may actually make some money off it. We talk about membership sharing and guest privilege arrangements between your seniors groups. You heard about seniors groups out in Ward 2 in the Walden area. A lot of very, very good seniors groups in our area. And we feel that, like the Canadian Legion does or the Rotary Club, why not have membership sharing privileges, especially with our own Parkside Senior Center in downtown Sudbury. That if you buy a membership in the Walden Seniors, one of the Walden Seniors groups, that would qualify you to be able to use the Parkside Center downtown. Maybe pay for the activities, but be able to come in and go in the Parkside Center, which is our jewel senior center. And likewise, the Parkside people will be able to go out to Walden and visit out there when they wish. We talked about the usual things that everyone talks about in Sudbury, and that's the roads and the sidewalks. They mentioned, why not move the parking meters from the street downtown closer to the buildings downtown, or to put in the automated, you pull the tab off and stick it in your windshield type of thing that we have over in the Market Square and certain other spots in Sudbury. That would mean we could probably be able to, well, for those of us who climb the mountains over the snowbanks to get to the meters, doesn't matter what age you are, it's a little bit of a chore. We would recommend, and I say we, because I'm in that age group myself, of course. We don't like to admit it, but the mayor and I, being the same age, we often discuss that. He says he's younger than I am, and he's going to be around much longer. And he may, because the average age now for men is 82. For women, it's 85. So that means we have a lot of older folks in our community. And many of them, while they are poor, many of them are well off. As a matter of fact, 75% of the wealth in our community is centered with those people who are 55 plus. They represent a great economic benefit to this community. One of the very interesting concerns we had with many of the seniors were those that had relatively large houses for their needs. And they wanted something a little more affordable, but they had specific requirements. And we took those specific requirements, and in the material that you had, we drew up two plans. One is perhaps a real wish list, and that's a three-bedroom home on a slab foundation. Could be row housing, could be single detached, and also a more economical two-bedroom. But seniors wanted a couple of things in particular. They didn't want to be in a box that had no balcony, that had no outside access. They didn't want to use stairs. They wanted an easy in and out. And these plans represent it. We've had a number of builders look at these plans since. And we think it's possible. We looked out in a trip to Brandon, Manitoba, on the manufactured homes that they use out there. Now, Sudbury doesn't allow these type of developments, but they're very prevalent out in Western Canada. Something to think about. One other point that came up time and time again is the fact that seniors, and especially those who are shut in, don't seem to have access to a lot of information. And one of the recommendations that came out was the possibility, and we put it here in the final appendix. As you know, we sort of jumped to Appendix L because the appendix that's on the internet and on our CD is quite extensive. It includes all the reports, including one by the Social Planning Council, which we cooperated with. But one of the recommendations is to enhance the leisure guide. The leisure guide is very effective, but it's simply not enough, according to many of the people that we surveyed. What they would like is a leisure guide that includes more civic information and more tourism information and more arts information. Now, you might wonder, why tourism? Because the fact is that 70% of the people that come to Sudbury come to visit friends and relatives. And when they come to visit me, they said, what are the hours for Dynamic Earth? Is there a show on someplace we can go see? And, of course, we scramble around to look at the internet and try to find out, what's going on and what are the hours and when was Dynamic Earth closed? When is the Theatre Centre going to have a production? What's the Nouvelle Ontario going to be doing? We don't know. But we thought, we know because we pick up the leisure guide and we found out what's going on with the leisure activities. What's going on with arts? What's going on with tourist information? What's going on with the Blue Box? We get a circular with the Blue Box. Maybe we should put it all in one thing. We've had the opportunity since this idea came up to talk with a number of people. We've talked to people here in the city, and they think it's a pretty good idea. They're not sure how they get it all together, but they think it's a pretty good idea. And it's a matter of adding just a couple of pages. With respect to the arts, just a side comment here. I'm treasurer of the Sudbury Arts Council, and we've recommended and put an application through that we're willing to put together the arts section of this. And we, at the economic conference a few days ago, that was brought up as well, too, that we need to get more information out there. And people in this community have criticized the arts community for not being as supportive as they could be. Well, the fact is that a lot of people don't know about all the things we have in the arts community here. And we think, that is one way we can do it. So it's all come together in this one report. It's been 2 years in the making. It's what the seniors thought. The report has gone out to the provincial and federal representatives here in town. It's gone out to all the seniors groups. And tonight we're making the official presentation to the Sudbury, Greater Sudbury Council. And we're happy with the report. We think it covered a lot of territory. Based on the fact that it was done with an actual survey and a scientific method, it can serve as a baseline for future surveys in the future if the Social Planning Council or perhaps our group would like to do so, or the city itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lindsay. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a comment and then questions. You know, Mr. Lindsay says growing old is okay, and he's certainly growing old, because I remember doing my homework in high school listening to the old night howl of Jack Richmond on the radio, and he certainly kept me in the house and kept me occupied just listening to his jokes and everything else. But, John, you know, when I look at this report, there are so many things in there that are appropriate. You know, we were just discussing transit and some of the ways to improve transit. And what I like about this report is the fact that you made recommendations. And that is what is important when you're looking for input, because some of us around this table are not at the age where you are. And
what does he mean by that?
You know, this is able to help us to formulate a plan and to make sure that, you know, with the baby boomers that are coming on rather quickly, we're going to have to do something about our transit system, our leisure services, and so on. So I think it's absolutely great that you were able to come up with recommendations. And of course, that could be our starting point to see what other things we can do as far as helping our seniors get around. And I know that the transit is one that is high on everybody's list, and the handy transit. But, you know, again, I just have to comment, you know, with the recommendations, it's not just something that is criticizing. You're telling us what we should look at, and that is very critical. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And, you know, if there's anything like this, it's great to have communication between, a partnership between our seniors and, again, City Council. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I think that one of the things you'll notice if you read the report, that there are many comments, and some are quite complimentary comments with respect to our transit drivers. There were several comments with respect to the courtesy that the transit drivers expressed towards those older folks. We only have 2 more years to go before the first wave of the baby boomers is upon us in 2011. They'll be turning 65. We talk about global warming. The fact is that the global warming is a real threat, but even a greater threat, if you will, is the number of seniors that we're going to have in the community that will eventually require care. All the seniors that we talked to wanted to stay in their own homes as long as possible, and I know we serve Councillor Barbeau ourselves on the seniors panel here, the Mayor and Councillors Seniors Panel, and we know we've been working very hard in attempting to determine just what can be done in that area with respect to alternative care. But, you know, it's only the final last few months, in some cases last few years, that seniors require that really intensive care. Most of them can stay in their homes for a long time. And the cost of staying in your homes, as we learned, is about $3,000, is against about $45,000 for being cared in a nursing home setting. So, you know, if we look at, there was a report that came out in Sudbury about a few years ago with respect to seniors. It's called the Golden Opportunity, and there are opportunities out there. We shouldn't just look at the possible negative or the bad side. I think there's some real positives as well.
Any other questions, Councillor Chino? Thank you, Councillor Barbeau. I don't remember.
radio show that Councillor Dupuy talks of. And I grew up in television. John, I really like reading this report because we haven't, in our ward, Ward 1 can, we have it gone to the point where we look for scientific public opinion on senior housing. However, our Ward 1 can chair, Tom Murphy, with Paul Bell, another executive on the can, and with city staff and ourselves and some other partners in the community, we're looking at senior housing because what we're looking at, and it's the same thing as what's in your report, and I would say they're not looking necessarily for care. It's almost a preventative, proactive way of ensuring that citizens, the senior citizens, can stay at independent longer. So we're seeing the exact same thing as what you're saying is the seniors we're talking to want to be in the community. But the problem is with owning your home, you have to shovel the snow, there's steps, there's steps outside, there's steps inside, etc. But they're looking for, like you said, something perhaps like a Casa Bella type of model where it's a nice property, elevators, apartments, balconies, a nice yard in the back, opportunities for gardening, etc., etc. So even though they might not need care, they can remain independent for a long time. And I know a gentleman who had a similar type of apartment who was independent for, you know, he'd like to see these guys in ladies in their 90s on their own. And they don't need necessarily care. They just need a facility that don't perhaps bring on unwanted injury or unneeded injury if they're in the right place. So I like the report, and then I can assure you that you'll be receiving a call if you haven't already from Tom Murphy, because I think the knowledge that you have and your can, being around for a while, could help us out in Ward 1. Thank you.
I think just a final comment and related to that is that inside every 70-year-old or older is a 17-year-old wanting to get out. And when we talked to a lot of the seniors who are in their own homes, and we suggested, say, moving into a facility like Finlandia, where they can have their own apartment and parking outside the door, have the opportunity to have their meals if they wish, and then move into a more advanced level of care, and they all, almost without exception, said the same thing. I'm not ready yet. And we'd say, well, how old are you now? Well, I'm 79, but I'm not ready yet. So, you know, it's this perception, and this is why, you know, they want to stay in their own homes as long as possible. If they can have that care in their own home, if they can have someone come in and do that extra level of care for just a short period of time, perhaps each day, if they can have the outside yard work done, many are afraid of getting conned, and I know we've made a recommendation that maybe the city would have a licensing or a bonding system with these type of people who do this type of lawn care or snow removal or whatever, because they're just afraid that they're going to be taken advantage of. And if they can do that, some of them do have the money. But mind you, they come from a different generation about spending money as well, too. And I know in my present job, I talk to a lot of seniors, and a lot of them have a lot of money. But, you know, wow, spending $500 to have my driveway done a year? That's a lot of money. So, you know, you have to get through that mindset that that may be a lot cheaper than, you know, then possibly the alternative of moving into a retirement home where you're going to be spending $3,000 a month. But there has to be a certain amount of education out there as well, too.
Exactly. The retirement home, actually, that's exactly what I was saying. The retirement home to them is not an option.
No.
Thank you.
Any other questions for John? Well, Sing, Eddie, just a couple of quick comments. And John, thanks first off for a terrific report, and certainly you have a lot of insight into the issues of the seniors in the community. And the report I found quite interesting to read, especially the housing section. And, you know, it's one that I've personally been thinking about quite a bit lately. The need for these smaller homes to again keep people in their homes. They don't want the 2- and 3-story homes, but they want to live independently in something smaller in a nice community. So, but in terms of the report, John, how will this be distributed, and what are the next steps with this report?
Well, basically, it has been distributed, as I mentioned, to all federal and provincial representatives. It's gone out to all the agencies, Lynn and the various senior homes around the area, too. And we have quite a few extra copies if anyone wants them. They can also read the whole report on the Internet. We have produced CDs as well, too, with the complete report. So basically, anyone in the community who wants to access the report, it's certainly free to them. Our group continues to function. The Friendly to Seniors, as you may or may not know, does an assessment program on businesses. We have volunteers that go out with this little assessment form. We go into businesses and we determine if they're friendly to seniors, which means basically they're friendly to everybody. If they are, they get a little certificate, they get a sticker that goes on the window, they get pens and they get buttons. And basically the idea is just to, it's an awareness program to make the community, business people and organizations, offices, just aware of perhaps not for the young seniors necessarily, but for the older seniors who may be having hearing difficulties, maybe the sight's not the same, maybe a certain form of dementia, just a little more extra care for those older members of our population. So we're trying to make, we like to say we're trying to make Sudbury the friendliest city in Ontario, especially friendly to seniors. And if you make it friendly to seniors, basically we think you're making it friendly to everybody.
Just further to that then, John, is there an opportunity, and maybe I can direct this to, I would think maybe Carolyn Halsey, is there an opportunity to distribute these or have these at least available in our citizen service centers? It's one thing to get it out to the seniors in the community, but I think we're missing a real opportunity by having the entire community, people my age and younger, being able to see that, hopefully we're all going to be there one day, not fully optimistic on that, but I think it's important to start that education and that mindset, at an earlier age and start to bridge that gap. And maybe that's why we have some of the problems, some of the issues that we do today. But is there an opportunity, Carolyn, can you answer that?
Through you, certainly there's a lot of similarities between the program that John is doing and some of the work we do with accessibility. I think Rael can speak to the citizen service centers.
Through you, Mr. Chair, there's no problem at all. John would just bring us some copies, and we'll make sure they're distributed to the citizen service centers.
Again, John, thank you for the report.
Thank you.
We have number three under terms of recent sessions. We had a 2009 project, and I think it's Director Rowe.
A couple back here too. We can distribute them to you.
Thank you, Chair Rowe.